Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. And beat up cars.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Folks, I encourage you to go to this website, inmoneywetrust.org. You'll see an amazing documentary on money, on currency, on our system of money. Steve Forbes' organization has produced that. They got more to come. Get ready for that. Steve is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust. 17 years he's been hanging out with us. Chairman, editor-in-chief of Forbes Media. Steve, thanks again for being here. I want to talk about the economy.
Good to be with you.
Thank you, Steve. I want to talk about the economy. In my lifetime, I've been in the marketplace a lot of decades, as have you, Steve. I've never seen as resilient, and I'm not even talking about the stock market, because the stock market, you know, they got there's a lot of artificial stuff up there, including the Fed, dependence on the Fed. But out here on Main Street, Steve, where we're planted in the ground, we got nowhere to hide. We have no derivatives, no insurance, you know, nothing insuring our success, and we can't short anybody. We're out here where the rubber meets the road, and I've never seen a Main Street economy as strong and as fundamentally sound as it is right now. What do you think?
Well, it's really coming back, and one of the key things in that is something that doesn't get daily headlines, and that is the push by this administration for deregulation.
That's right.
Not crushing business with the rules, and that really damaged manufacturing. Back in the early 2000s, for some reason, Washington went berserk, especially under President Obama, imposing literally tens of thousands of new regs, especially on manufacturing, which crippled it. Now you start to remove it, and one good thing the administration is going to be doing next year is pushing, working with the states and governors for more deregulation. So that's where giving businesses breathing room. And guess what? When you have nice soil and a little bit of rain, flowers start to come out of the ground.
You know, Steve, out here on Main Street, we call that just get out of our way. That's what we say. Just get out of our way.
Yeah, and people want to do things, and they don't want to spend their days filling out forms and looking over their shoulders.
Yeah. So, what do you think about the trade agreements? Now, irony of ironies, right? I mean, you could cut it with a knife. Yesterday, the House impeached President Trump. Today, possibly, the next few days, they're going to hand him a USMCA trade agreement, which is a major accomplishment for the Trump administration. I mean, it's irony and cut with a knife. What do you think about the USMCA deal replaces NAFTA?
Well, overall, it's an improvement. And on the other day, Robert Lighthizer, who's the President Trump's chief trade negotiator, admitted on TV that it wasn't a perfect agreement. But in the real world, not fantasy world, but the real world, it does more good than harm. And what gets everyone talks about the partisan toxic environment we have today. Nobody gives credit, not the mainstream media, the fact that the Trump administration worked very closely with unions, with Democrats, trying to find common ground to get this thing done right up to the end. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi says, oh, this is my agreement now.
Yeah.
We made it better. But they are planning that from the beginning do that and know how to work with the Democrats. So they work with the Democrats to come up with an agreement that's going to get overwhelming support. And guess what? No word about it in the mainstream media.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's incredible. You know, Steve, one of the things that is underreported that we've been talking about on the show here since I learned about it is that the USMCA volume between our country and those countries is almost triple our trade with China. It's over $1 trillion a year. That most people have no idea that it's that magnitude.
Canada and Mexico are two true key trading partners. You're right. The trade volume is over $1.4 trillion versus about $700 billion with China. So China is important, you know, with ag and supply yep. chains and the like. But USMCA, and I love the fact that now people are familiar with those initials, USMCA, mm-hmm. and that's going to be a big boost to the economy next year. First,
right.
getting the uncertainty out of the way, what the rules of the road are. But also, there's some good provisions in there. And so I think you'll start to see early next year an improvement in capital expenditures. As you know, CapEx, as they call it, business
yep.
investment, had gone down a bit, improved a little bit in the third quarter, but it kind of taken a hiatus because of uncertainty. What are the rules of the road going to be? That's now being dealt with. So you're going to see an improvement there.
Do you think? Do you
so
think
going into the election, the economy is going to do well?
Let's switch over to the China. I've got about a minute. What do you think about the China deal that's pending? Is that a good first step?
It's a continuum. Yes, you have to see this as a series, like a TV series. These are episodes. The first episode,
mm-hmm.
good. Let's move on to the next one, which I think Trump wants to do. So yes, thank goodness.
So getting the next step deal with China will be better than what we had, right? It'll be an improvement
over what was before.
The
fact the Chinese are going to be agreeing, even though they don't intend to keep it about intellectual property and the right, not
right.
stealing our stuff, the fact that they are now pledging not to do it gives Trump the ammunition we need that if they start misbehaving, they know what he will do.
And he's done it, and he'll respond. That's the negotiator in him, and I'll tell you, America has benefited from his negotiating skills. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen. Forbes.com is the website. InMoneyWeTrust.org is his documentary. Quick break, right back with Steve Forbes. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.